Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. And we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, where it's another bonus appearance by one Jesse Smithy of Five Star Preps. As today it was supposed to be, well, newsworthy when it comes to the TSSAA. There was news, but just not what everybody was expecting. Jesse, how are you?
Doing well, John. We seem to be talking a lot these days.
Yes. Well, the folks in Nashville keep giving us reasons to talk, right?
Yeah, they do. And we were looking forward to today, and we have been for exactly a week now. On July 1st, the TSSAA Board of Control met because 2 days prior to that, Governor Lee had extended the executive order and basically wiped out the first 2 weeks of the high school football season. And so on July 1st, the Board of Control met to be presented with four alternative format plans for the high school football season and also a format for girls soccer. And at that point, they decided, hey, we don't have to vote today. We can talk about this for a week. We can go back to our respective regions of the state, talk with our high school coaches and administrators, and then reconvene on July 8th. So over the last 6 to 7 days, really the anticipation began to grow. Everybody knows what high school football means in East Tennessee. And we were finally going to get a course of action today, a plan of action in terms of how we're going to go about the high school football season. And the meeting, first off, did not start on time. And that did not sit well with social media and all those players, parents, coaches, administrators who were tuning in on TSSAA's website to follow along. And minutes turned into more minutes and into more minutes. And finally, around 11:25, roughly 22 to 25 minutes after they were supposed to start, this meeting kind of flippantly begins with something about some cameras for some schools. And then they get into an item about when the classification thing is going to be, and then Bernard Childress, the executive director, takes the mic and basically says, we don't need to vote again today. We're still in communication with Governor Lee's office. There's a little bit of reason for optimism, and they're trying to hold out for a little bit longer to see if the season can begin on time. And while I think everybody, now that the meeting is over, appreciates that because they want a season and they want a full season, the meeting just had a weird tone to it because it started late and they were in executive session, which means privately, for some 20 to 25 minutes. And it just had a weird tone to it, a weird feeling that things were going on behind closed doors that we didn't know about. And then this meeting was over in 5 minutes. And we still didn't have a path cleared towards high school football and girls soccer.
Well, Jesse, I think we all know that and probably share a similar feeling that these days when a decision or an announcement is delayed, that means it's not good. And so I would imagine that was primarily the tone or mood for everybody that was just waiting for either the meeting to begin or word on exactly what was going to be addressed or decided on today, because it just seems like anything that gets pushed back now tells you there's going to be serious pushback later.
Well, right, but you got on the website today and it showed that they're in executive session. Now, the general public, like I talked with Jody Wright, Fulton head coach, head basketball coach, athletic director, he serves on the Board of Control. And I called him after the meeting. I was like, what's going on in executive sessions? Because it looks like from the surface to the general public that things are going on behind closed doors that we don't get to know about and aren't privy to. And then this meeting gets delayed 20, 25 minutes, and then you all come on and kind of breeze through the meeting, and we still don't have a plan. And he said, look, we are in executive session at the beginning of a Board of Control meeting or at the end of a Board of Control meeting pretty often. It's pretty routine. And that's a period where they are meeting with their attorney. They're getting information from their attorney. So it's all covered under attorney-client privilege. So that's not maybe it doesn't fall under the Open Information Act. So that's what was going on. Now, did it start before the meeting? I don't know. Did it start at 11? I don't know. But it kept everybody waiting for some 20 or 25 minutes. And so the frustration built up. And so when the frustration built up to a fever pitch, and then they get on the meeting and say, we're not making a decision today, it just grew. It just made the situation a little bit worse. But again, now that we've had time to breathe a little bit and think of things through rationally, you understand that they're still talking with the governor's office, and that the governor's office is still analyzing the data and looking at certain information before they make their decision. And the question arose was, well, could they have voted today on a plan as a contingency plan? Well, if they had done that, a lot of those plans include trimming off games. So if they had picked a plan today, regardless of whether Governor Lee, made a decision or not, games would have started getting canceled. So somewhere down the line, Governor Lee says, okay, we're going to start on time. Well, now those coaches get in scramble mode and try to regain games back, and it creates even more frustration with the Board of Control. So it was a catch-22 a little bit that they were in today. But the underlying news is they're still in communication with the governor's office. There's still a chance that they could start the season on time, or if just even have a season period.
Jesse, when do you think a decision needs to be made?
Bernard Childress said in their last meeting on July 1st that they want to have a plan in place and everything greenlit by the end of this month. So, we're sitting here on July 8th right now. I think sometime in the next 7 to 10 days, there needs to be a decision from Governor Lee's office. That way the Board of Control can meet. They can make their decision. They still have time before the end of the month to get out that information for coaches to plan and to schedule games and all that before practice begins, whenever practice begins. They need to have some time to put into play or implement whatever plan that they choose. And so in the next 7 to 10 days is what I would think. I tried to reach out to the TSSAA for further comment after their meeting today. They were not providing any more comment, so that was a little disappointing in its own right, but we'll see. It was just kind of a tense situation today.
You had indicated when we talked to you earlier, you liked option two, which would be an 8-game regular season, 16-team Division I playoff bracket, normal brackets for Division II. Playoffs would start November 13. I did see one survey that was done in which 30 coaches across the state liked option one, 24 liked option two, and 6 liked option three. Have you surveyed any coaches about in East Tennessee about the direction they would like to go?
I really haven't, Jimmy. I've gotten a mixed bag of results from the coaches that I have talked to, and just hearing the results of that survey just kind of proves that point. It's going to be very hard for these Board of Control members, like we talked about last week, to get a really good gauge of what the coaches in their regions that they represent truly want. Some want option one, some want option two, others want option three. It's just imperative that they take a step back from that at some point and say, okay, what's going to be the best product for high school football in the state of Tennessee? Not what benefits school A, not what benefits school C, but what's going to be the best for everybody? And that's going to be hard. I just think option two gives you a good taste of regular season football. It gives you enough postseason football, really eliminates those first-round blowouts. And it still gives those opportunities to teams that don't qualify for the playoffs to play an extra 2 games and have a 10-game schedule. So I think in terms of trying to appease the masses, which is difficult and nearly impossible, I think that hits closest to home.
As far as soccer, and this was the Tennessean that did this one, their survey indicated that of the 42 coaches that responded, 30 of them want to start the season in September, extend the season a couple of weeks, and play a complete postseason. You had 10 that wanted to start the season in September and continue with the postseason in its normal time. And 2 said they don't think they'll have girls soccer at all, or soccer. How do you see that? Which one do you like on this plan? Do you like the first plan, the second one, or the third on soccer?
Well, the first thing I'd like is for the TSSAA to really address girls soccer in the same breath as football. It's often glossed over in these discussions and these meetings that we have. We had 4 options presented a week ago for football, and just one option for girls soccer. We were supposed to get more information on that today, and we didn't. It just, that meeting kind of wrapped up really quickly and oddly. So first off, I'd like to see more options than just, okay, we're going to push the season back, the start to the season back a couple weeks. Y'all can still play, you know, your full regular season, then we're going to have our postseason. It's just, it hasn't been addressed with the same quality equality as football. And look, I get it. I'm not dumb. I got a finger on the pulse of what's going on in Tennessee. We understand that football is the king of the state, but there's still a lot of soccer coaches that are out there in doubt, just like high school football coaches.
Our guest, Jesse Smithy of Five Star Preps, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Jesse, as you mentioned already, there's holding out the hope since TSSAA has requested to be considered along with college football and pro sports in terms of just being able to go on and get the wave, I guess, of contact to where they can start on time. Do you have any kind of feel for the chances that could still be doable?
And that's what we're waiting on, and that's probably the text message I get the most, is if I've heard anything out of the governor's office or anybody that I know that might know something from the governor's office. Anybody's looking for even third and fourth hand information is getting passed along quite often these days and taken as gospel, which it shouldn't be. And that's what we have to safeguard against during this as members of the media. But I have not gotten an indication from the governor's office. Again, I tried to talk with the TSSAA further today about some of those decisions and why things were in executive order and just have not gotten very far on that at all. So all we know right now is that the TSSAA's legal team is in conversation with the state, with the governor's office legal team, that the state and the governor are aware of what TSSAA normal sports calendar looks like and when football starts and when girls soccer starts. And so I think they're trying to push this to maybe a drop dead date of some that I don't know, where they can take a look at the data and make as informed of a decision as they possibly can.
And there is still going to be work done on the next classification, right?
There is. Yeah. I mean, typically at this point, six months ago, we would have thought that the lead story of the summer of 2020 would be the reclassification. And that workshop is going to take place on July 22nd, I believe, at Siegel High School in Murfreesboro. And basically, the Board of Control convenes. They're going to do that in person while adhering to CDC guidelines. And they'll be presented with all sorts of plans from the TSSAA as to what football could look like, how many classes for football and for other sports as well, what regions could possibly look like in regards to enrollment numbers and things of that nature. So it's going to be a long workshop for them. It'll probably be streamed online from what I'm told, so that media can follow and report on it and the general public can watch and kind of get an idea of how that process goes. So a lot on the plate of the Board of Control over the next couple of weeks.
Jesse, do you think that the leadership in the TSSAA needs to do a better job of communication?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's a cop-out answer. I would not want to be in their situation whatsoever because, like we talk about so much, there's no blueprint for this.
Yeah.
Jesse, what's going on right now at Five Star Preps?
It's hard, and I understand the difficulty of this situation, but today I thought they were a little tone deaf to how the public was going to be receiving this decision by starting that meeting so late and just kind of the backlash that happened with that. So I think they're learning as they go through this, and I applauded them for their efforts last week in gathering together everything in 2 days to present to the board. And it was just disappointing today to not have a decision or kind of a clearer picture of what football and girls soccer may look like.
Well, Jesse, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. We look forward to catching up with you again Friday. But thanks again for the extra time, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank you.
You as well. That's Jesse Smithy, a Five Star Preps, joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.